Left-wing politicians always change the channel when they've got bad things going on around them, right? You see it in Canada, you see it in the U.S. And recently, that channel change has gone to guns. I say recently, that's accurate, but it's usually as well. And boom-de-boom-de-boom-boom. They're bad. The people that have them are bad. Let's take the guns away from all the people who are good people. That's what they do when they're channel changing. And you know what? It's not very nice. But in the U.S. of A, today, this is a fact. If you're in a room with 40 people, a restaurant, an event, whatever, 90%, there's a 90% chance that someone in that room has a gun, a good guy. We don't know the percentage of the bad guys, but 90% of the time, if there's 40 people in a room, somebody is armed, and they will protect you, and they'll protect themselves. They're trained. Over 20 million people in America have a carry permit. I think in Canada, there's two, and they're probably related to the private state because the government of Canada says, you can't protect yourself. That's not very nice. You know, it depends on what kind of room you're in, as I've already kind of alluded to. If you're in certain rooms, they might have 100% of people that are armed, but they might not be honest. You know, in Los Angeles, which is a left-wing hideout, there's only 216 carry permits, and rich white people have them. The people that need to defend themselves, they can't afford to, because these liberal cities, to fight against the Constitution, the Second Amendment, have said, we can't get rid of it, so we're going to charge $500, we're going to $1,000, $300, pick your number. And so the guy who really needs it, the guy that works 8 to 5, his wife works 8 to 5, they can't afford the licensing, the training. You got to take 3 days off of work and get trained. So the left-wing people have hurt the people who need it most. Not very nice. Trump, two supporters recently start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. I'm not so sure that that's really accurate, Mr. President, but I'll kind of keep working for you as long as you don't mess up. Keep on doing good stuff, and we'll keep talking about it. Perception management, create the truth as you go along. I've talked about this before. You know, it's short, PM is short for it, or BS, I guess, is even better. And governments do that themselves sometimes, but certainly fake news really does it a lot, and we want to help. At the end of women's sports, keep up with me, as we know it, it's no longer fair. You have men that now dress up as women and they go into women's sports and they win. They're bigger, they're stronger, depending on the sport, of course, and it's unfair. And governments are saying, but that's okay because, you know, this gender thing is so critical to our world and blah, blah, blah. That's wrong. That's just wrong. But I know how to fix all of this gender stuff. It's simple. You take all the left-wing people, you encourage men to marry men and women to women marry women. And in a few generations, there won't be any liberals left and then everything will be fine. Okay, that's all I got. Y'all come back tomorrow. We're gonna have more for you from the right. See ya.